It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I am your host. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say I hope you all had a good holiday weekend. Time to get back into business here. Before we get to the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to do all the things that help the show, like subscribe to whatever platform you're listening on. Click everything that helps. You know what to do. I don't have to tell you. All right. Let's get into the birthdays. Michael Keaton is 71. Bob Newhart is 93. Holy cow. Keep going, Bob. You're doing good. Also on this day in history, in 1997, Mother Teresa died at age 87 in Calcutta. 1976, the first episode of The Muppet Show aired on TV. In 1975, Lynette, quote, Squeaky Frome, attempted to assassinate U.S. President Gerald R. Ford. Frome, a follower of Charles Manson, was sentenced to life in prison but was released in 2009. Why would you release the guy that tried to assassinate one of our presidents? And in 1972, Palestinian terrorists attacked the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany during the Summer Olympic Games, taking hostages and eventually killing 11 members of the Israeli team. My God, I don't know that I remember that. I mean, I wasn't alive then, but I don't even know if I remember hearing stories about it. But, well, that's awful. But, all right, let's get into the news. This one from CNN. Burning Man organizers lift driving ban after heavy rains left the event smothered in mud and trapped thousands. What a freaking mess. We had one fatality. 32-year-old individual died, a male individual. They did not say what the cause of death was. But that's unfortunate. This Burning Man is a festival in the Nevada desert. Sunday evening, there were 72,000 people stranded out there. They all had provisions because they drive their campers out there. So they're ready to be out there for several days, but it just got miserable. And he couldn't drive out because of the mud. What a mess that must have been. But I will say I saw some images, some aerial images of this festival. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable how they organize all the parking and everything. And it kind of looks like a crop circle. You'll know what I mean. It's just perfectly set up and designed. But wow, I'll probably never go to that. All right. This one is from Newsmax. This will cause some debate here. Arizona cops say drunk man lets kid drive, gets arrested. Oh my goodness. An Arizona man was arrested Saturday and charged with aggravated DUI after his 10-year-old son was pulled over while driving his father's pickup truck while he was in it. According to the Arizona Department of Public Safety, the truck was reported weaving and speeding throughout Loop 101 in eastern Phoenix on Saturday afternoon. Subsequently, police officers found Alvaro Ovando Alvarez, 49, in the passenger seat. He is facing charges of endangerment, having an open container of alcohol, and unlawfully permitting a minor to drive. Yeah. See, here's the thing. He wasn't driving. So can you give him a DUI? You know what I mean? I don't think you can. Now, those charges that I just mentioned, I think he can get those charges. You know what I mean? Unlawfully permitting a minor to drive, of course. Charges of endangerment, yes, quite possibly. Having an open container of alcohol, well, yeah, if he did, you know. So he's got charges coming, but I would say you cannot give him a DUI. Let me know what you think. Email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Hey, at least it's not a dog. Remember the one we reported a couple months ago? A guy sticks his dog in the driver's seat. And he's like, I don't drive.
Oh, my God.
Here's one from TMZ. Celebs pay tribute to Steve Harwell, Smash Mouth lead singer, dead at 56. Yeah, he had a couple big songs. He really did. Walking on the Sun, that came out in 1997 in All-Star. Hey Now, You're an All-Star. Yeah, that song. In 1999, that one came out. So he was only 56 years old. Holy cow. Not totally sure what happened there, but sorry to see him go. Karine Pierre dinged for insisting Biden has done more than anybody else to secure border. Gaslight Award of 2023. If you're not familiar with the word gaslighting, it's become popular recently, but it's from a movie from, God, I don't know, probably the 30s or 40s or 50s. It was a black and white movie. But it's basically brainwashing, and this really is a gaslighting statement here. So, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. I've got one even worse than that a little bit later. The story from TMZ, Gary's at it again. Gary Busey allegedly involved in hit-and-run video shows confrontation. I did watch the video, and it's, you know, the headline says allegedly. I don't think there's going to be any problem with this video finding him guilty of the allegations. But I don't know. It's just crazy. He wasn't even in like an expensive car either. It's just like a hatchback or something. Here's one from Fox News. McConnell cleared to resume schedule as planned following Kentucky press conference freeze. Yeah, because he's good. He's good. There's just periodically he'll just freeze up and stare at, you know, you like a deer in headlights. But he's good. He's 81 years old. He had a concussion recently, and I saw an interview of Ben Carson, and he believes that it is not age-related, but injury-related from that concussion. And I think that sounds believable to me. So, yeah, he might need to get the hell out. All right, here's one from CNN. Retired teacher sentenced to death in Saudi Arabia after tweeting criticism. Oh, man. See, that's one of the beautiful things about living here, you know? I mean, you can criticize the authorities to a certain extent, obviously. Well, unless you're a president. But, all right, here's a headline from Fox Business. Pret a Manger hit with $1 million fine over worker getting stuck in freezer. Oh, dear. Look, you don't want to be locked in one of those freezers. The light goes out. It's freezing. And it's kind of like hell, if hell were freezing rather than on fire. Then that worker gets promoted to team leader. Yes, because you've been frozen, you suddenly have the credentials to move up the ladder in, yes, that business. All right, here is the asinine headline of the day. This one's from Good News Network. This is kind of funny. It's actually not funny. It's sad, but China's war on pollution improved air quality 42%, reduced global pollution average, and returned 2 years of life to citizens. Aw, yay for China. Oh, my God. All right, here is our good news. It's just a headline today. I'm not going into it at all. But you can go check it out. No reason you can't do that after the show ends. This one is from Newsmax Health. Promising new pill kills cancer, spares healthy cells. That's all there is to it. That sounds good to me. If it's something that interests you or you think you can benefit from in the future, if go to Newsmax, read up on it. Those who stay abreast of medical news will get the first treatment of it. Because if you're oblivious, you won't even know what's out there. So, but that's good news. We're going to call that an episode. I hope you all have a good rest of the week. We'll be talking to you Friday. And until Friday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.